Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Ervin, daf Ayin Hay. We're 9 Dal Amud base, but the two dafs are in the middle of the Amud. It's an extraordinarily short Amud. The Gemara yesterday talked about Mavui and status of a Mavui. As the Gemara spoke about yesterday, in order to be a Mavui, so you need certain qualifications. Once you get the status of a Mavui, so you enjoy a certain leniency. And that is that the Mavui, which is a Rosh Hashanah, it's enclosed by three walls, and nevertheless, this Mavui, which is opened up to Rishus HaRabim, you can carry inside. The only thing you need is just simply a lechi or korah. Either just put a little vertical pole right at the entrance of the mavui, or put a beam over the top of the mavui, and you're good. And that'll be fine. If you're not a mavui, if you don't have the status of a mavui, so now you have a fourth opening opened up to a Rishus HaRabim, so there, lechi and korah normally doesn't work. You have to actually create some sort of fourth wall or enough wall over there in order to make a separation between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus Yachid. But here, because now the Mavui has status of a Mavui, so therefore Lechi and Korah would be sufficient. When does it obtain status of a Mavui? So that's what the Gemara discussed yesterday, back at 9 Dalad. There were three opinions. There was Rav, there was Shmuel, there was Rav Yochanan, and the Halakha goes like Rav. And what does Rav say? I told you yesterday, the best way to remember yesterday's daf was daf ayin dalad. The first words in the line is ad, which basically is the conclusion of yesterday's gemara, which is, ashihu batz v'chatziris p'suchum v'sochel. You need houses and chatziris open up to the mavui. And now when we talk in plural, we always are going to assume the smallest plural, which is two. Two chatziris and two batim. Although, it's two batim per chatzer. So in other words, I'm going to need, in order for a mavui to attain status of mavui, I need two courtyards open up into the mavui, two houses on each of the courtyards which are opened up to the mavui. Then this mavui now has status mavui, and therefore all you need is a lechi and korah in the front. Okay? And that, in a nutshell, was yesterday's daf. We're continuing in the Gemara. We're in daf ayin dalmud beis with the two dots. And we're continuing Amar Yehuda Merav. So the Gemara quotes the following halacha in the name of Rav. Mavui should tzido echad ovi kochavim, v'tzido echad yisrael. Let's say I have a mavui and it's flanked. On one side I have a non-Jew, on the other side I have Jew. Okay? So in other words, it's a simple construct of a case. Mavui in the middle, one side chatzer with non-Jew, on the other side chatzer with a Jew. Okay. Ein ma'arvin oso derech halonos la'atiro.
Are there two non-Jews on the other side?
In other words, right. Based on what we just said, there needs to be two. Okay, so let's say two. Fine. I know, the Gemara's not all. we'll get to the chalonos. So anyway, sido echad v'kochavim, sido echad yisrael. Ein ma'arvin oso derech chalonos la'atiro derech psachim la'mavoy. Now, although the Gemara is really not clear about what exactly the case is, but Rashi explains. You could take a look at the picture in Rashi. It's somewhat clear. You can have one of those picture books. Makes it a whole lot clearer. All right. Anyway, but the point is as follows. On the side of the chatzer of the Jew, the Jew's house actually is adjoined by two other houses. The houses themselves, these two other houses, it's a funny model. These two other houses don't actually open up to the chatzer, but rather, there are small doorways, not even doorways. The Gemara refers to them as windows, where basically now these other members of these other homeowners on the Jew side can actually walk through their chalonos. I know it's strange. Can walk through their chalonos from one to another and get to the Jew's house. Okay. When all said and done, let's get to the point. When all said and done, on the Jew side, there's really the Jew's house, okay? And there happens to be attached to his house two other houses, also owned by Jews. On the other side, you have a chatzer with a non-Jew's house. And what Rav is telling us over here is no good. Meaning, Rav says, "Tzidu echad ovikochem, tzidu echad yisol, ein ma'arvinos o derech halonos, lahatiro derech psachim lamavoi." Okay, in other words, no Eruv, no mavui, no nothing.
Are we going by no shmadira by the goy?
Okay, so Amalei Abai LeRav Yosef, Am Rav Afilu B'chatzer. Now, a question like this: is this a mavui halacha? Meaning, is Rav saying this in order to negate the idea that the mavui is not a mavui, or maybe no? Maybe it's not a mavui halacha. Maybe it'd even be a chatzer halacha. Meaning, let's put it now in these terms. Let's take the mavui out of the picture. Okay, and I mean that literally. Take the Mavi out of the picture. And now, let's put everyone in a chatzar. Let's put the Jew in a chatzar, let's put the non-Jew in the chatzar. And the Jews have to worry, we're not going to put in the chatzar, let's attach to it two more houses. Again, these houses don't open up to the chatzar. Okay, strange, but it doesn't matter. Strange as it is. If they don't open up to the chatzar, so basically in this chatzar I have one Jew, one non-Jew. And attached to the Jew's house, they're going to be two other houses, both owned by Jew, but they don't open up to the chatzar. And is Rav saying here also that we're not going to allow an Eruv? Amalei in. And the Gemara's answer is yes. Rav's halacha, it's not just a mavui halacha, it's also a chatzar halacha as well. De'ilo amar, my. Because let's just for a moment imagine that Rav did not say that. Meaning, let's say that Rav said the specific to mavui, but not to chatzar. If you're right, then my. Meaning, why would there be a difference between mavui versus chatzar? Have a mean a time. The Rav mishum de kasavrei in mavui nitzar balech the kara as you batim chatzar psuchim asachal. The Gemara says, well, now that you ask me, Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because remember, the whole daf of Ayin Dalet started with this halacha of Rav. That in order for a mavui to be a mavui, I need two chatzeros, and each one being resided by two houses. And it could have made a very simple argument. Look, when we say houses, we mean dira. We don't mean physical houses, we mean establishments of residence. Residential houses. And as we learned in the beginning of the sixth parak, all the way back on Daf Samach Beis, when it comes to a guy, ain't dira is guy shmei dira. It does not have the status of a residence. And so therefore, what you could have very well easily argued is that yes, this statement of Rav is not just it's not a global statement, it's a statement specific to Mavui, because once on the other side of the Mavui I do have a chatzar, and it's inhabited by Goyim, but so what? Dira's Goy is not considered a Dira. And so therefore I don't have the specifications in order to make it a Mavui. A Mavui needs chatzeros on both sides, with batim in the chatzeros on both sides, and by batim we don't mean physical houses, we mean makom dira, places of residence. Okay? So the Gemara says, and that is the way to understand Rav, and it could be that this is a statement specific to Mavui. Vitarti la melitricha. So the Gemara says, and look, and Rav needed to make this point clearly both times. Look, I needed this most recent statement of Rav because I needed him to clarify this very point. Meaning, I might have thought that when the Mishnah says batim v'chatzeros, it can mean any house, even the house of a non-Jew. So Rav says, no. If you want to define what a mavui needs two courtyards, and the houses have to be occupied by Jews. It has to be residents of Jews in order to give the mavui the status of a mavui. That's number one. And two, Two, we're on the top of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, we're three lines down. And had there been this most recent statement of Rav, I wouldn't have known how many houses. Meaning, when I read the statements, they've been clarified immediately. Well, don't you mean two? In the statement, Rav doesn't say that. So we wouldn't have known how many houses. So, havamina lo yadana batin kama kamash malan batin train. So that's why I need the other statement of Rav, which is that each chatzar needs to be occupied by two houses. Fine.
The thing is, the status, in terms of the Jew, the status of those two adjoining houses makes it a difference in terms of whether he needs to have an Arab or not, because if they don't count, it just he only counts one against a non-Jew. He doesn't need a...
Well, right, but in other words, because they don't have their own entrance into the chatzar, they are not counted. They're counted as one.
So it's just one Jew against a non-Jew. There's no need for any Arab, right?
Presumably. Now, dear Rav, v'kocham shema dira. I'm sorry, v'imahacha, good. Now, hashadam Rav, afilu chatzer. Now, good. That's all assuming that Rav, when he made the statement, was making a mavui statement. But we know otherwise. Meaning, we know that Rav made the statement. Again, the statement of guy here, Jew there, and here, there, by the way, could mean now either on both sides of the mavui or even on both sides of the chatzer. Rav was not limiting his statement to just simply a mavui. We now know that Rav made the statement, both in the case of a mavui and in the simple case of a chatzar. I cannot have, I have a Jew and a non-Jew, I cannot have two houses connecting to the Jew's house, and then, oh good, let's make an Eruv. Why not? So the Gemara goes on to explain. Now the Gemara's statement is a little bit ambiguous. It's not exactly clear what the Gemara means. Meaning if I were to translate the words of the Gemara just literally, it is prohibited to make a singular Jew b'makom ovei kochavim. Not really, right? In other words, just from the Gemara itself. It's not really clear. Let's take a look at Rashi. Also, Lasos, Rashi, three lines down. Ladur yachid b'makom ovei kochavim shelo yilamin mimasav. What we don't want to encourage a single Jew living with a single non-Jew. Meaning that we go back all the way to the beginning of the parak. Right? We said that if I have one Jew and one non-Jew, machlokas in the Mishnah, but the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov in that what? You don't need to be socher. You don't, the Jew doesn't have to rent out the space of a non-Jew. It is so unusual, it's so unlikely that one Jew will be living in the courtyard of a non-Jew. Again, we live in a different time nowadays, but go back to when really life was on the line and the relationship between the two was not one that was pleasant. So it would be silly for one Jew to live with another just simply for the safety of his own life. So basically now, keep that in mind. So what the Gemara is saying is that what really is motivating Rav is the following. If there is any way in which we're basically going to embolden the Jew to live with the non-Jew, meaning if there are other Jews who are actually going to take up residency in the Chatzer, that's fine. Because now we're not emboldening him, meaning we're giving him a community. Support. But if what we're going to do basically is make him feel secure as he's living only one Jew in a chatzah with one non-Jew, the Gemara says that you can't do. It's funny. You would think give him as much support as possible. No. In other words, if you're living as a community, right? If you're living as a community and there are non-Jews in the community, that's fine. But one Jew, one non-Jew, and one chatzah, the Gemara says no. Lefichach, I'm going to go back to Rashi. I'm reading Rashi. Lo yarvu eila imo v'lo yishtamshu imo b'mavui. We actually are going to do here is actually isolate him, meaning make him aware of the fact that he's one Jew living in a chutzah with one non-Jew. All our houses are attached to his. In theory, we could make an Eruv. That's what Rav is saying. Don't. Don't make an Eruv. Make him feel isolated. Make him understand that he's one Jew living with in a chutzah with one non-Jew. Now, why do we want to do that? Because we want him to feel uncomfortable. The Gemara says, "Shelo yilami mimasav." We don't want him to learn from the non-Jew. I'm Rav Yosef. Ihachi hainu d'shamar le'rebi tavla da'amar ovikochavim treizemni. So now an epiphany occurs to Rav Yosef. You know, Rav Yosef says, "I keep hearing this halacha of Rav, and I hear the word ovikochavim used twice." And like, I never understood, meaning we're talking about a mavui, we're talking about a chatzir, and I'm hearing ovei kochavim two times, and I never understood why twice, and now it dawns on him. So the amar ovei kochavim, ovei kochavim trei zimni, v'lo yadana mai amar, originally I didn't know what he was talking about, now I know. Meaning that this halacha of Rav, which is, don't live in a mavui where it's one Jew, one non-Jew, don't live in a chatzir where it's one Jew, one non-Jew, that was a statement made both by Mavui, and it was a statement made by Chatzer. That's why Ovei Kochavim kept repeating itself twice. Now I get it. Now I understand. Okay, good.
But the Chatzer is actually two Jews, right?
Yeah. Well, it's more, meaning it's two other houses attached to the Jew's house.
So two Jewish families.
Correct. But in other words, the Gemara's assumption is, and I don't fully understand this, but that's fine. The Gemara's assumption is that if these other houses are not opening up into the Chatzir, you don't have a community. And so therefore, basically, what this Jew is doing is basically living on an island where it's him, and it's a non-Jew, and it's one Chatzir. And the Gemara says we want to discourage that. That's basically the point of the Gemara.
But he doesn't have to be
co-parent. Right. And that's odd. Meaning the whole parak starts off with the assumption that if this were to happen, it's so unlikely and it's so unusual. And if it were to happen, he doesn't have to be socher. Okay, good. then that's a halacha in Schira. Now the Gemara over here, it's almost like, now let's talk about the halachas of where a Jew should live. Jews shouldn't live there. Okay, which is, by the way, why, meaning it's not really a question, meaning that's why he doesn't have to be socher. Because it's so unlikely, it's so unusual that's going to happen. Okay. All right, we start now the next mission, and as I mentioned yesterday's daf, we're finally here. Where are we? First of all, we're at the end of the sixth parak of Erevin, meaning it's we have a little bit more to do tomorrow, and I involved, but Ayin Hay is really the last daf of the sixth parak of Erevin. You make it through the sixth parak of Erevin, and really, you've gotten over not only the physical hump of the Masechta, as it's kind of centered in the middle, okay, but I know it's 5 and 6 are in the middle, but also it is reported to me by people who know Erevin. I'm not one of them, but it's been reported to me that this is one of the most difficult of Prakim in Erevin. So we got through here, we're going to be good. And just to accentuate how difficult it is, we have now, finally, the Sugya of Drisas HaRegel. Okay. First, let me speak about it in broad terms, and then we're going to go through the mission. We're going to speak about it in specific terms. Okay, we're now very comfortable with the basic idea of Erevin and how to set up an Erev. I have multiple people living in a chatzer, so that each one's going to contribute bread, and now we are ma'arev, we unite, we incorporate, and now we're one entity, and now I can carry from my house into the chatzer. Good. What if I have two adjoining Erevin? Sorry. What if I have two adjoining chatzeros? So now with an opening between them, so we have an option. Either we can unite as one, or we can we could split up. We'll make one Erev, you'll make another Erev. I can't carry from one chatzah to the other, or one united Erev, and we'll make one joint Erev. We'll talk more about that later this morning. Good. And good. And does one chatzah impact the other? No. Meaning, we can make an Erev, and whatever you do over there, that's your business. If you want to merge with us, that's fine. If you don't want to merge, and if you don't even want to make an Erev altogether, that's fine. We have our chatzah, we're fine. However, where it gets tricky is going to be what we're going to be discussing this morning, and that's the following. Let's say I have two chatzers that are adjoined, but one is landlocked by the other. Meaning that the inner chatzer, the only way that they can get out is by walking through the outer chatzer. And this is what's called Drisas HaRegel. Drisas HaRegel is this idea that the inner chatzer wants to take a little spatzir on Shabbos, so, or not even a spatzir, they just want to get out. So the only way they can get out is to walk out through the outer chatzer. Now, basically, the Gemara is never going to ask this question as simply as I'm asking it. Okay? But basically, when you have Drisus HaRegel, when you have to walk through someone else's property, are you considered a resident of that property? And that's basically going to be the machlokas. It's going to be more complicated in the way I'm presenting it, but okay, that's why I give an introduction. I'm first presenting it really simple. And then we get through the mission, we go through the Gemara, it's going to get more complicated. But basically, if I could reduce the question down to what it is, when I'm walking through somebody else's, and I have to walk through somebody else's chatzer, do I now consider myself a resident of that chatzer? If the answer is yes, I have to contribute to the Erev. And if I don't contribute to the Erev, so now I'm a member of the chatzer, not contributing, therefore they can't carry, even if they made an Erev. If the answer is no, then they don't care about me. They don't need me. They'll make their Erev, irrespective of whether I walk through the property or not.
But, I mean, the thing is that you said, according to either Rab or Shmuel, to be established as a rhythm, as a chatzah, you either eat or sleep. So they're
right.
Just walking through it. So
right. In other words, correct. Very good. Meaning residence is usually established by some form of actual living.
Right.
And this is neither. This is neither eating or sleeping. So I told you, I'm really oversimplifying the whole discussion. It's more than that. How do I express it more than that? I'm not sure. But in other words, I am giving a simplification of what is going on over here.
It's a
right of way, but it's a right of way now that basically forces you on them. Okay. Now, here's where the whole sugya gets tricky, even inside the Gemara itself. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah gives us a number of cases. We're going to go through the Mishnah. I'm going to read the Mishnah inside. But what is later going to be uncovered as we get to the bottom of this Amud, Anayin Hey Amud Aleph, is that there are not two opinions, but there are rather going to be three opinions. Now, it's going to be hard to see as I read the Mishnah that there are actually three different opinions on the matter, but they're going to be. So, what we'll do is we'll basically walk through the Mishnah. I'll read through the Mishnah, I'll go through all the cases, And I'm just letting you know, however, right, as the whole Gemara's discussion unfolds, ultimately it's going to come out to three different opinions. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Shei chatzer su lifnei mizil. Okay, you have two chatzers, one inner, one outer. The case is going to be the same case throughout the entire morning. The construct is the same. It is an inner and outer chatzer. The inner chatzer is landlocked. The only way it can get out is by walking through the outer chatzer. Irva, penimis vol irva chitzona. Now, case number one. The inner chatzer made an eruv. Okay, they united. They incorporated. They each one contributed bread and put it in one of the inner chatzer's house. What's the halacha? And I'm sorry. And the outer chatzer did nothing. So, irva penimis vol irva chitzona, penimis mutaris vachitzona asura. Okay, fine. Inner chatzer is fine. Outer chatzer is going to be aser. But that
they can actually carry it through the outer chatzer, even though there
is no. Of course not. Of course not. When we say the inner chatzer is fine, they mean they can carry in the inner chatzer. They can carry from the house in the inner chatzer.
They're not going.
Well, no, they can walk out through the outer chatzer. They can't carry.
They can't carry, right?
Nachon. Nachon. But that case is easy. Meaning, what's there to even argue in that case? Let's go on. Achitzona v'lo hapnimis. Let's say the outer chatzer made an eruv. The inner chatzer did not make an eruv. Shtehen asuros. They're both going to be asur. Now the inner chatzer, of course, is going to be asur because the inner chatzer didn't make an eruv. That's easy. The outer chatzer did make an eruv, but they have drisas haregel of the members of the inner chatzer. The inner chatzer have to be walking through the outer chatzer. And moreover, and let me introduce you now to terms, to terms which the Gemara is going to use time and again. Not only did the inner chatzer have drisas haregel, but it's drisas haregel, which is usser, meaning they're walking from a place where they themselves can't carry. Meaning you're going to see that according to one opinion, not Rabbi Kiva, but according to one opinion, it's going to matter whether the drisas haregel is mutter or the drisas haregel is usser. What does that mean? It means the place where they're coming from. Are they coming from a place of heter or are they coming from a place of isser? In this case, they're coming from a place of isser. Meaning, think about it. The outer chatzah made an eruv. The inner chatzah didn't make an eruv. So all those people who are walking from the inner chatzah are coming from a place where they're not allowed to carry. So their drisas haregel now is what's called in the Gemara, drisas haregel ha'aseret bimkoma. It is drisas haregel, which is aser from the place they're coming from. According to an opinion, which we'll see later on, that's worse. It's not just that they're walking with isser. So the Amishna says, now both inner and outer chatzer is going to be aser. Inner chatzer, for the obvious reason, they didn't make an eruv. Outer chatzer, because of the right of way of the members of the inner chatzer. Ir v'zulatzma v'zulatzma. Now, what if both made a eruv, but independent of one another? Which they certainly have the right to do. They're two separate chatzeros that happen to be joined. But they made two separate eruvin. Zumutars befne atzma, vizumutars befne atzma. So first the Mishnah says they're both good. I can carry in the inner chatzer, I can carry in the outer chatzer. Let me make that sense again. If I'm a member of the inner chatzer, I can carry in the inner chatzer. If I'm a member of the outer chatzer, I can carry in the outer chatzer. What about the fact that members of the inner chatzer are walking through the outer chatzer? According to this opinion, we'll call it the Tanna Kamma, it's fine.
They can walk.
They can walk, and they won't affect the status of the outer chatzer.
But the walking is not an.
Walking.
What restricts their walking?
Because it's the same as.
Nothing's ever going to restrict walking. Restriction of walking is never the issue.
So the issue
is because they need to walk through the outer one, are they going to restrict the outer one?
Hold on one second. And one doesn't participate, so it negates the same idea.
Just one second. I have now an outer chatzer. They made an eruv. Good. So what's the problem? What's the issue? The issue now is that all those members of the inner chatzer have to walk through the outer one. They are now considered residents of the outer chatzer. They didn't contribute to the outer chatzer. So now, from the outer chatzos perspective, what do we have? I have an incomplete Eruv. Right. An Eruv where not everyone contributed.
And that only impacts carrying, not walking.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed. That's the only issue. The only issue throughout this entire mission is carrying. Walking is just a way of indicating they reside here. That's all that walking means. But again, it's going to get complicated because not all walks are the same. You understand? Meaning that sometimes walking is fine and sometimes walking is not fine. It depends where they're coming from. We'll clarify that point later on. Rabbi Kiva Oster Achitona. And here we have now finally Atana, Rabbi Akiva, meaning the mentioning of Atana. And he says, Shedrisa Saregel Oster saw that the Drisa Saregel is going to Aser. I mean, the fact that the inner members of the inner chatzer have to walk through the outer chatzer, they become residents of the outer chatzer, and therefore they're going to aser. The chachamim amrim ein drisus haregel osrashon. The chachamim disagree. Now you'll ask me, well, what do you mean? The chachamim disagree. The Tanakhama disagrees, right? So is it? In other words, what are the chachamim telling us that we didn't already know from the Tanakhama? So already, meaning at this point in time, and because I told you this, you already see that there are three different opinions in the Mishnah. Although, as you read the Mishnah, it's not clear to us right now what the difference is between the chachamim and the Tanakhama.
It seems to be a repetition of the first case. No,
correct, correct. So please wait. Shacha chachamim achitzon avlo irev. Now, these cases over here coming up are going to now describe the following scenario. Let's say members of the outer chatzer forgot, somebody forgot in the outer chatzer and didn't make an eruv. Okay, so the inner chatzer is going to be fine, and the outer chatzer is going to be asur.
First case also. This is
okay. Min hapanim is velo eruv. Shteyan Asuras. If members of the outer, if members of the inner chatzah forgot, so they're both going to be Asur. Now, aren't we going over the same thing that we went over earlier in the Mishnah? The Gemara is going to explain no. Because in these cases in the Mishnah, the last two that we just went through, we're talking about a scenario where there was an attempt to merge. An attempt to merge the two chatzeros and make it one Eruv. And essentially now, as the Gemara is going to explain later on this morning, what happened was, even in the attempt to merge, somebody forgot. Here, what's going to affect the halacha is the following. When we, you know what, let's wait. Because when we get to the Gemara, we're going to do this again. So, right now, let's just gloss over this point of the Mishnah. I'll come back to it later this morning. And if I put the Erev in one place, and either members of the inner or member of the outer forgot, they're going to both be Aser. And finally, the Mishnah ends off with the following point. Let's say I have two Chatzeros, one in the inner, one in the outer, but only one house in each of these Chatzeros. One house in the inner, one house in the outer. That's it. So now, that's not a Chatzer. Right? It is a chatzer, but in other words, not the one where there's an eruv requirement. Can you make the argument that, well, in order for that one sole homeowner in the inner to get out of his house and to get out of his courtyard, he's got to walk through the outer. So can't we basically look at it as if it's two houses in the same chatzer? The Mishnah says no. That, to that degree, we're not going to do. In other words, we're not going to say... And this is where I told you I made such an oversimplification in introducing this Mishnah. We're not going to say that the inner chatzer as if they're living in the outer chatzer, meaning but their walking is going to create a restriction. But if all I have is just one house in the inner and one house in the outer, that's not two houses on one chatzer. And so therefore there's no Eruv requirement. There's no need for an Eruv. Okay. Now, as I mentioned, let's let the Gemara now start to unfold this Mishnah, because the Mishnah right now is collapsed, and it's as you'll see, we're going to make an attempt to try to get to the bottom of our Mishnah. So, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yana Zudiv Rabbi Akiva Dama Afila Regel Mutaras Bim Koma Sar Shalom Bim Koma Ava Chachamim Omrim Kishem Sheregel Mutaras Bim Kishem Sheregel Mutaras Eina Oseres Kach Regel Hasura Eina Oseres. So now we have, let me call this version number one of how to explain our Mishnah. Or, not version number one, attempt number one to explain our Mishnah. And the Temner wanted to explain our Mishnah. We're now going to have two opinions. Okay? The opinion of Rabbi Akiva, which is pretty clear, meaning there, it's going to be very hard to dispute what Rabbi Akiva actually says. He says in the Mishnah. And that is, any regel is going to create a problem. It doesn't matter if the regel is coming from a chatzar, which is Me'urav. It doesn't matter if the regel is coming from a chatzar, that's Eino Me'urav. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that if you're a regel, and you need to walk through somebody's chatzar, that's going to be restrictive. You're going to restrict the outer chatzar from being able to carry in the outer chatzar. Even if the outer chatzar made an erev, it doesn't matter. Because your regel makes as if you are a resident of that chatzar. You obviously didn't contribute to that chatzar, and so therefore it's going to create a problem. And it's irrespective, from Rabbi Akiva's standpoint, it's irrespective of where you came from. You came from a chatzar that was mu'rav, you came from a chatzar which is enu mu'rav, it doesn't matter. Okay? That sheet is Rabbi Akiva. Now, what about the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, I don't care about Drisus HaRegel. It doesn't matter. There's no difference. So right now, in our first attempt of explaining our Mishnah, there are basically two extreme positions. Either it's always going to be an issue, that's Rabbi Akiva, or it's never going to be an issue, that's the Chachamim. Okay?
The Chachamim said there is sometimes an issue.
No? Okay, wait. You're one step ahead of where we are right now. Right now, this is the first attempt to explain our Mishnah. Tanan, the Gemara says, okay, let's observe our Mishnah. Irva v'chitzana v'lo pnimis. The outer chatzah made an erev. The inner chatzah did not make an erev. Shtei masuros. Both are going to be aser. So mani. So now, you see, Ben, you're already, that's why I said you're ahead of the game, because you read this case in the Mishnah, you realize, oh, there's got to be an in-between position. Well, right now, the Gemara is assuming there's not. Right now, the Gemara is assuming there's only two extreme positions. Either it's always okay, it's always not okay. Rabbi Akiva always says it's always not okay, and the Chachamim say it's always okay. So now, Mani, I look at that second case of the Mishnah. Who's the author of that second case of the Mishnah? Ilema, Rabbi Akiva, Mayuria, Regal Asura, Fila Regal Mutera, is not me. It can't be Rabbi Akiva, because look, in that second case of the Mishnah, these people are walking from a chatzar that's not Mu'rav. They're Regal Ha'asura. According to Rabbi Akiva, why are you constructing such a case? Make the point better. Make the point stronger. Even if they're coming from an erev, from a chatzar that's mu'rav, it's still going to create a problem. Elalav Rabbanan. So it must be that the author of that opinion is the Chachamim. Yeah, but didn't you say that according to the Chachamim, it's always okay? And here, it's not okay?
But Rabbi Akiva agrees with them also in this case. It's not his opinion. He would, them, right?
Yes, agreed. But what the Gemara's problem is why, according to Rabbi Akiva, are you giving me such a weak case? Give me a better case. Uh-huh. Make a case that illustrates his point even stronger. So la'olam, but you're right. La'olam Rabbi Akiva v'lozu avzu ketani. And the Gemara says basically, well, this is what we're going to argue. We're going to argue that this opinion is in fact Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is just building up. He's gathering steam to make his larger point.
It could be both Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, right?
No, it can't be the Chachamim, because right now, the way the Gemara is presenting it, according to the Chachamim, Teresa's HaRegel never will restrict. Never. It's never an issue.
No, but the Chachamim say if it's in their own huts are restricted, you cannot go in another.
You know too much. Okay. when the Gemara finally unfolds the entire Mishnah, we're going to get to that opinion, that it depends. But right now, the way the Gemara is laying it out, there are only two opinions. There's only the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and there's only the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva right now is saying it's always going to be an Isser, regardless of where it comes from. The regel is always going to restrict, and according to the Chachamim, it's never going to restrict. So the Gemara says, okay, Tanan, let's take a look at the next case of the Mishnah. Ir v'zul atzma, v'zul atzma, v'zem u'teres b'fnei atzma, v'zum u'teres b'fnei atzma. So if each one made their own independent Eruv, so the Mishnah says, what's gonna be? They're both gonna be mutter. Time of the Irva Halo Irva Shtem Asuros. Now, what if no Eruv was made? They're both gonna be Asur. Vaha Haitanadama Regal Mutaras and Oseres, Regal Hasuras Oseres. So once again now it seems to be that there's this Tana. Who makes this distinction between regal hamateras versus regal hasura? It depends where the regal is coming from—a restricted area or a permissible area. Well, who's that Tana? Money. Well, Rabbi Akiva says even a regal materas. And Alav Rabbanani. So it must be the rabbis. But right now, as we're presenting it, there is no such opinion. Meaning, because right now, as we're presenting it, the Chachamim say regal will never restrict. So the Ode, and the Gemara says, and again, Midasev Rabbi Kiva, Reisha Lav Rabbi Kiva. And furthermore, you identify the Tanakam as being Rabbi Kiva. That can't be. Because look at the structure of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first presents this first anonymous opinion, and then presents Rabbi Akiva. So how can you go back to the beginning of the Mishnah and say, oh, that's Rabbi Akiva? From a construct position perspective, that's not going to work. So the Gemara says, Kula Rabbi Akiva, v'chusur mechzer v'hachikatani. The Gemara is still going to spend just a couple more lines and a couple more minutes trying to defend this position that there really, in actuality, there are only two opinions. The opinion of Rabbi Akiva where regal is always going to restrict. The opinion of the Chacham and the regal is never going to restrict. Haiganon in the Mishnah, we're going to basically have to open up the Mishnah and insert some missing pieces of the Mishnah. V'hachi kitani. Ir v'zulatzma v'zulatzma zumateres b'fnei atzma v'zumateres b'fnei atzma ba'med v'amurim sh'as sadaka. When is the inner chatzer not going to impede on the outer chatzer? If there's a daka, you remember we used this term earlier in the Masechta? Daka is like a doorway, or like some sort of gate, if you will, placed between the inner and outer chatzer. Now, I'm not sure exactly how this works. Rashi attempts to explain this to me, and to all of us, but somehow, the daka, that little fence between the inner and outer chatzer, basically takes away the drisus haregel. Okay, I'm not... What does that mean? It seals off the inner chatzer? Hard to imagine. Okay, somehow it removes the drisus haregel. Avaloas sadaka chitzon asura divrei Rabbi Akiva. But if there's no daka, the outer chutz is going to be asur. She Rabbi Akiva oser se chitzona mimnei drisus haregel mimnei drisus haregel oseris. Because Rabbi Akiva says drisus haregel is always going to restrict. Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Vechachamim omrei mimnei drisus haregel oseris. And the chachamim say no, drisus haregel is not going to asur. Okay, so now what we've done is basically we've inserted text into our Mishnah, and by doing so now, we've identified that the entire first position of the Mishnah is in fact Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim argue, and right now we still have it as basically two positions. Rabbi Akiva, Drisus Haregel is always going to restrict the outer chatzer. According to the Chachamim, Drisus Haregel is never going to restrict. The Gemara says, look, all this is nice and well, it just doesn't fit. Because look at that very last case in the Mishnah where there were two chatzeros, one interior, one exterior, one house on the interior, one house on the exterior. And what does the Mishnah say? You're good. Right? No area of requirement. Now, hashel rabim, the Gemara is going to make a very simple inference. That's if there was one on the inside and one on the outside. Let's add a house on the inside, let's add a house on the outside. Ha rabim tzrichim la'arev. Well, if there are two houses on the inside and two houses on the outside, so then there's an error requirement. Ama regla matesbim kama enoseres regla astura oseres. Now, there's an error requirement. According to Rabbi Akiva, what will he tell you? There's an error requirement that can never be satisfied. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, once you have regal, once you have right of way for the inner chatzer to go through the outer chatzer, it's always going to restrict. So, this inferred position of the last case of the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva.
So what was Rabbi Akiva's solution, though?
According to Rabbi Akiva, there will never be a solution. The only thing you could do for Rabbi Akiva is quarter off that inner chatzer and stop the regal.
There's no passage. There's no exit for them, right?
Okay. Correct. Correct. The ode...
Or merge.
Correct. Agreed. The ode... Mesiv Ravina, so in other words, so that last case of the Mishnah, with its implied statement of Shal Rabim Yachla Arev, it's not Rabbi Akiva, and furthermore, Vod Ravina Shachachachachem and Chitzon Valir, Vapanim is Materas Vichitzon Asura, Shachachachachem and Panim is Valir, Shem Asura is time into Shachach. In the Mishnah's case, somebody forgot. Halo Shachach, Shem Materas, but if nobody forgot, so then they're both going to be Mutter. Ama Regal Materas and Oseris. Regal Asura Oseris. Clearly, there's an opinion in the Mishnah that differentiates between regal, which is coming from a chatzer that's asur, versus regal that's coming from a chatzer, which is mutter.
Eliki Asaravin. So now, I know that was, it took a long time, but finally we're here. In other words, it's unavoidable. It is totally inescapable to realize that there is an opinion that says that it depends what kind of regal. Regal which comes from a chatzar, which is aser, is going to restrict. Regal which comes from a chatzar, which is mutter, is not going to restrict. Now I know that that's not Rabbi Akiva's position, and I also know that's not the Chachamim's position. So what we're going to have to discover now is that there really are three opinions. Ella, I'm sorry, yeah, Ella, ki alsa ravin, am rav yanai, kimo machlokis bedavar. So there really are three opinions. Tana kama sava, regal muteras eno oseres, regal haasura oseres. And now, and by the way, the Gemara doesn't say this, but we're going to say this. We don't have to do what we did just a moment ago. Throw in a chasura mechzura into the Mishnah, and missing parts of the Mishnah. Now that we've unfolded the Mishnah, and now that we discovered there really are three opinions, the Mishnah really stands on its own, right? With no further support. Meaning, first we have the opinion of the Tana Kama, and he says regel depends. Regel that comes from a chatzar which is aser, that regel is going to restrict the outer chatzar. Regel that comes from the chatzar which is mutter, that's not going to restrict the outer chatzar. Rabbi Kiva Savar Afila regel mutter oseres. And then there's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says regal is always going to restrict. And it does not matter where the regal comes from. Regal that comes from a chatzar, which is murav, is going to restrict the outer chatzar. Regal that comes from a chatzar that's in a murav, is going to restrict the outer chatzar. And then Rabbanan Basrai, and then finally we have a third opinion in the Mishnah, which is the Chachamim. Savak Hashem Sheregal Muteres Eino Oseres Regal Hasura Eino Oseres.
Chachamim again, though?
No, it's not Chachamim again.
What was the first case?
First opinion, the Tana Kama, was regel coming from a chatzer which is aser is oser. Regel which is coming from a chatzer which is mutter is eno oser. Depends where he's coming from.
And that's the opinion of the Tana Kama.
And that's the opinion of the Tana Kama.
A different Tana.
A no-name Tana who argues with the Chachamim. Okay. Okay, good. As I mentioned from the beginning of this whole sugya, it's complicated. Meaning, the fact of the matter is just conceptually, the whole idea is complicated. But more than that now, we have a Mishnah, and now as it unfolded, the Mishnah actually represents three separate opinions. Tana Kama, Rabbi Kiva, and the Chachamim. Just quickly to summarize, according to the Tana Kama, split. If the inner chatzar made an Eruv, and those people are walking from the inner chatzar through the outer chatzar, they're not restricting the outer chatzar. So if the outer chatzar made an Erev, they're good. If the outer chatzar didn't make an Erev, of course they're not good, but of course not. They didn't make an Erev.
The inner chatzar can still carry.
And the inner chatzar can still carry within the inner chatzar.
Well, the outer chatzar.
Right. Now, if the inner chatzar didn't make an Erev.
Not the outer chatzar. They cannot carry an Erev.
No, the other chatzar.
If the outer chatzar didn't make an Erev, they can.
For right. Him.
The inner one cannot have any other if the other didn't make it.
Let me do it again. One more time.
The first case.
According to the Tana Kama, I'm not doing cases. I'm just going to do basic positions. According to the Tana Kama, if the inner chatzar made an eruv, okay, that means that they're regal hamuteris bim koma. They can carry in their inner chatzar,
amen.
And they're going to now walk through the outer chatzar. Their regal is not restrictive.
Right.
We ignore the regal. And so that now means, according to the Tana Kama, the outer chatzar wants to make their own Erev, great. Ishkarach. The outer chatzar doesn't want to make an Erev, that's fine, but in other words, obviously, they won't be able to carry. But if they want to make an Erev, they don't have to consider the regal that passes through, because it's regal hamuteres bimkoma. If, however, again, this is all still in the Tana Kama's position, if, however, the inner chatzar didn't make an Erev, now we have a significant problem. That's what's called regal haasura bimkoma. And according to the Tana Kama, as they're walking through the outer chatzar, they're going to restrict the outer chatzar. And even if the outer chatzar were to make an Eruv, it can't carry. Because of the regal. That's all Shita's Tana Kama. Now we move to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says regal is always going to aser. Period. Doesn't matter. Chatzar, inner chatzar made an Eruv, inner chatzar didn't make an Eruv. The outer chatzar, as long as there's regal going through, that regal is going to restrict the outer chatzar. Now again, solutions, either quarter off or merge the entire chatzar into one entity. And finally, the opinion of the Chachamim, which is Regel will never aser. Regel hamuteres, regel haasura, regel will never aser. Those are your three opinions you found in the Mishnah. When you go back over the Mishnah again, which I strongly encourage, when you go back over the Mishnah again, you'll see now all three opinions registering in the Mishnah in exactly that order. Tanakama, followed by Rabbi Kiva, followed then by the Chachamim. Okay, now, Nasta Eruvim b'makom echad v'shachach echad b'in min apnim is my makom echad. We're in the bottom of the Amud, and we're going to just go a little bit further for today. It says they put their Eruv in one space, in one place. Makom echad. Now, we're talking about a merger. Remember how mergers work? What's going to happen is that the inner, let me do it simple. The inner Eruv is going to make, the inner Chatzer is going to make their Eruv. Good. Each one of them is going to contribute and put the breads in the basket and put the basket in one person's house. Then, what's going to happen is that one person, as a representative for the entire inner Chatzer, is going to march the basket out to the outer Chatzer. Then what's going to happen is that the inner chatzer, that one person with the basket, is going to march his basket out to the outer chatzer, and now merge the inner chatzer with the outer chatzer. Now it could be done the other way, meaning it could have the outer chatzer marching their Erev into the inner chatzer, but okay, it could go either way. A merger can happen in either place. But our Mishnah says they went to Makom Echad. Which one are we talking about? Amar Yehuda Marav Chitzona. We're talking about where the merger transpired in the Eruv Chatzer. So, Umay Karalei Makom Echad, Makom Amyuchad L'Shteim. Now, it's called Makom Echad because they both have a connection with the Eruv Chatzer. The Eruv Chatzer live there, the inner Chatzer have to walk through the Eruv Chatzer. Tanya Namiach in the Gemara says, and this is the correct Pshat in the Mishnah, and the Braisa certainly bears this out as well. Nasan Reuven Bechitzona, good. Now, if somebody forgot, it doesn't matter who forgets. A member of the outer chatzah forgot, a member of the inner chatzah forgot, it doesn't matter, they're both going to be asur. Nasnu Eruvim bepenimis. Now, if in this merger.
Once again, students taking a morning AP exam should please go daven with the shul at 8:00 minyan. We're
going to
be delayed a few minutes.
Okay. The Nasnu Eruvim B'Panimis, now if they put their Erev in the inner Chatzar, meaning they're merging, and they're putting their Erev in the inner Chatzar, V'shachachacha min HaPanimis V'lo Erev, Shtein HaAsuros. I'm sorry, Shtein HaAsuros. So they're both going to be Asur. Min HaChitzona V'lo Erev, Shtein HaAsuros, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now if a member of the outer Chatzar, they're both forgot. They're both going to be also divrei Rabbi Akiva. The chachamim omrim bezu panimis muteres v'chitzon asura. And in this case, the inner one is going to be muter, and the outer one is going to be asur. So, amar le rabba bar brachan la abaye. Maishna le rabban adami panimis muteres mishum de achta dasha o mishtamsha. So the Gemara says, let's first try to unravel the chachamim's position. The inner chatzer is going to be mutter and the outer one is going to be aser. Why? Because look, there was an attempted merge. And somebody from the outer chatzer forgot. Okay, so you know what the inner chatzer is going to say? The inner chatzer is going to say, gentlemen, it's okay. We made an attempt to merge. One of you out there forgot in the outer chatzer. Good. We'll close the door. We're dissolving the merger. We're going to be right here in our inner chatzer and we're going to carry in our inner chatzer. And a closing of the door is just simply a way of just showing you and us now, we're not together anymore. We're separate. So the Rabbi Akiva nami techa dasha v'tishamish. So the Gemara just wonders now, according to Rabbi Akiva, can't the same principle be done? Can't the inner chatzer, who did make an Erev and everyone contributed, can they close the door and say, look, we're separating, we're dissolving the merger? Because somebody from the outer chatzer forgot to add, to contribute to the Eruv? Good. We're no longer united. We're dissolving the merger. Amalei, Eruv Margila. So what the Gemara is going to start trying to argue is, well, according to Rabbi Akiva, you know why they can't do that? since the merger was created, or an attempted merger was created. And since the basket was in the inner chatzer, so the outer chatzer basically got used to being in the inner chatzer. So now, Erev Margila, the Erev has accustomed the outer chatzer of being in the inner chatzer. L'Rabbananami, Erev Margila. Okay. Same argument can be made for the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, no. D'amra litkune shitavticha v'lo la'avuse. The inner chatzer says to the outer chatzer, look, we wanted to merge, right? The whole idea of merging is that it's mutually beneficial. We only...
Yeah, we're going to start diving in 10 minutes. Anyone taking a morning routine should go diving with the 8 o'clock meeting at the shul.
Okay, we're not going 10 minutes. But we just want to finish this one point. The inner chatzer says to the outer chatzer, look, yes, we tried to merge. We made an attempt to merge. But do you understand that we made an attempt to merge only to benefit all of us? We didn't have to merge with you. We're the inner chatzer. We could have always made our own separate Erev. We merged with you to so that it would be a beneficial environment for all of us. One of you members in the outer forgot, we're not merging. So we're dissolving the merger because it's no longer mutually beneficial, and that's the only reason why we merged. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva, now let's say, so now Rabbi Akiva, that's a very strong argument. So why can't you make the same argument? De amr la mevatlina lach reshusi. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'll tell you why. That's not going to be an option. Because there's another solution, and that is the following. We made an attempt to merge. Everyone contributed to the basket except for one member of the outer chatzer. And so now I have all these members of the outer chatzer who contributed but ineffective because one person forgot. They can all relinquish their rights. This is what's called bittul harishus. Now what they're going to do is they're going to relinquish their rights to the members of the inner chatzer. Now, this takes us back a couple days ago. I also go through a little bit of eye twitching as I think about this. This was the discussion between Rav and Shmuel, whether it could be mevatel reshus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Rabbi Kiva basically is saying, sure, all the members of the outer chatzer can relinquish their rights to the members of the inner chatzer. So in other words, there could be a very simple solution, and that is bittul harishus. V'rabanan, ein bittul reshus, mechatzer lechatzer. And the chacham are going to say to you, you can't do that. Meaning, in one chatzer, of course, it could be mevatel reshus. But you can't be mevatel reshus from one chatzer towards another chatzer. And so basically now what comes out is that this machlokas that we saw a couple days ago between, it's more than a couple days ago, it's over a week ago, this machlokas that we saw between Rav and Shmuel now turns out to be a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, which the Gemara is going to note. We'll pick this up right from where we left off right now. It's a little bit strange, meaning Rav and Shmuel are going to have a whole debate, and meanwhile it turns into the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. That's a little bit strange. Well, that's what we're going to start tomorrow. So we're going quickly now to recap. First thing we did is we finished off the discussion of Rav, statement of Rav. Basically, don't facilitate, don't allow one Jew to live in a chassid with a non-Jew. Right? Don't help that cause. Take up a lot of causes in this world. Don't take up that cause. So in other words, a community of Jews in a chassid with a non-Jew, that's fine. But one Jew, one non-Jew, don't take up that cause. And then finally, the Mishnah, which is really the entirety of today's daf ayin hey, is a discussion of regel. Is regel going to restrict the outer chatzer? The regel, the inner chatzer, is going to restrict the outer chatzer? There are three opinions. Tanakama, regel ha'useris, is also regel ha'muteris, is mutter. Rabbi Akiva, all regel is going to aser. The Chachamim, all regel is going to be mutter. Okay, that's the entire daf in a very short nutshell. Good. I strongly encourage you, reread the Mishnah. It's a lot. It's a lot of information. It's a good way to end the sixth parak of Erevin. Okay.